AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. It was an act of terrorism, but about 24 hours after a truck slammed into a Christmas market in Berlin, German officials have not been able to pin down who was responsible. Our Frank Jordan in Berlin was asked whether they have a specific terrorist group in mind.
German authorities haven't pointed the finger at any particular group, but Germany has been mentioned as a possible target for attacks by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda.
A man who had been arrested shortly after the attack has been released. It's not clear whether he played a part in the incident. Meantime, in Turkey, several people have been arrested following the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Ankara. Terrorism expert Said Sadek believes that the attack was designed to hurt relations between Turkey and Russia.
Turkish-Russian relations had gone through some difficult time, but it had been improving. And I think it improved more after the coup attempt inside Turkey. Erdogan had been suspecting many countries, members of NATO, including the U.S.
In this country, President-elect Donald Trump has reacted on Twitter to both attacks.
In a tweet late yesterday, the president-elect said terrorism's getting worse and the civilized world must change its thinking. A separate statement spoke of Islamic State and other militants continually slaughtering Christians in their global jihad.
That's the AP's Mark Smith. D.C. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has signed a bill that would allow terminally ill patients to end their lives with the help of a doctor. The D.C. City Council approved the Death with Dignity bill in November. It would allow patients with 6 months or less to live to request lethal medication from their doctors. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected calls for a special Senate investigative committee focused on possible interference in U.S. elections by Russia and other countries. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closing in on the 20,000 mark. It's now up by 90 points. This is AP Radio News. Copies of the search warrant and other documents that gave the FBI permission to take a second look at Hillary Clinton's emails have been released in New York. The papers offer no new revelations about Hillary Clinton's activities. The suspect in a September bombing in New York has appeared in court.
Ahmad Rahimi appeared in person in court in Elizabeth, New Jersey, about 20 miles southwest of Manhattan, where he is charged with planting two pressure cooker bombs. An attorney entered pleas for him at a previous appearance when Rahimi was hospitalized for injuries suffered in a shootout with police. Rahimi, an Afghan-born American, pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder stemming from the shootout when he was captured. In addition to the New York explosion, which injured 30 people, Rahimi's accused of setting off a bomb at the site of a charity run on the Jersey Shore. No one was hurt in that blast. Warren Levinson, New York.
And a new Canadian study suggests that strict rest may not be the best medicine for kids with concussions. Researchers say children who engage in light physical activity recover more quickly. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.